This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine pushed back Sunday at what its foreign minister called apocalyptic predictions over a potential Russian invasion after officials in the United States sounded dire warnings that Moscow has stepped up its preparations for a major incursion. U.S. officials said the Kremlin has assembled more than 100,000 troops along the border with its pro-Western neighbor. In an interview with Fox News Sunday, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says a Russian invasion could come any day.
My job here is not to predict what exactly will happen day to day. It is to prepare for any contingency, including a contingency where Russian forces drive on the Ukrainian capital. We are working hard with our allies and partners on that. We are providing, as I said before, material support to the Ukrainians.
Russian forces build up on the frontiers, growing at a rate that would put Putin give Putin firepower he needs for a full-scale invasion, some 150,000 soldiers by mid-February, according to U.S. officials. Russia denies it is planning an incursion. French President Emmanuel Macron again spoke with U.S. President Joe Biden in a coordination logic ahead of his trip to Moscow Monday, a French presidency source said Sunday. The 40-minute-long call allowed the two leaders to share information about contacts made during the weekend for good coordination ahead of the trip, the source said. The United States Sunday criticized China's choice of an ethnic Uyghur to carry the Olympic torch, calling it an effort by Beijing to distract from the mistreatment of the minority group. The appearance Friday of a 20-year-old cross-country skier from Xinjiang as the final torchbearer thrust her and the Uyghur nation question squarely onto the world stage. China's ruling Communist Party has been accused of widespread human rights abuses. This is VOA News. Honduran President Xiomara Castro has tested positive for COVID-19, she said Sunday, adding that she has mild symptoms and will be working in isolation. Castro put the left back in power 12 years after her husband was ousted in a coup. She was sworn into office in late January. Castro said on Twitter that an earlier test had been negative. Mexican authorities Sunday cleared a makeshift camp in the north of the country where hundreds of migrants heading towards the U.S. border had been holding out for more than a year in what rights organizations criticized as deplorable conditions. Nearly 400 migrants have been transferred by bus to three different shelters near the border city of Tijuana, where they can remain indefinitely, the city's mayor said. Hundreds of people marched through central Athens Sunday to protest what they say are Greece's pushbacks of migrants and refugees at the border with Turkey. The protest followed a similar one Saturday in Istanbul, organized by Turkish humanitarian groups who marched to the Greek consulate to protest the recent deaths of 19 migrants near Turkey's border with Greece. The African Union has condemned a recent wave of military coups that has seen an unprecedented number of member states suspended from the bloc, a senior official said Sunday, the last day of its annual summit. The coups were among the main issues expected to be discussed at the summit. Less than 2 weeks before the summit began Saturday, Burkina Faso became the fourth country to be suspended by the AU after disgruntled soldiers toppled President Roch Marc Christian Kabore. Guinea, Mali, and Sudan are also currently suspended. Prince Charles thanked his mother, Queen Elizabeth, Sunday for publicly stating her desire that his wife, Camilla, become queen consort when he becomes king, acknowledging the honor on the 70-year anniversary of her accession to the throne. The request follows an earlier time when Camilla was vilified by the tabloid press for the breakdown of Charles's marriage to his first wife, Princess Diana. Charles made the comment Sunday when he held tributes to the 95-year-old monarch as she passed a milestone never reached by any of her predecessors in 1,000 years. The statement on the future of the monarchy comes as the country celebrates the Queen's role over the last 70 years. A cyclone killed at least 10 people in southeastern Madagascar, the second to hit the Indian Ocean island in just 2 weeks, triggering floods, bringing down buildings, and cutting power, officials said Sunday. One of the worst-hit towns on the East Coast was almost 95% buildings destroyed, and floods cut access, an official said. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.